it fucking now. Bring it up.
Bop, bop, beep, bop, folks.
Welcome, students of the U.
Hey now.
March Madness.
Yeah, the slasher madness continues.
In April.
We realize that the basketball tournaments are done. We're not idiots, but we got to finish up. We got to finish up this tournament.
Before we get to the Elite
Welcome.
Eight. Welcome.
Yeah.
This is has been exciting.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go ahead and tell you, Andy. I'm going to let the students know here. It's been fun. Some surprises. Michael Myers getting knocked out.
Yeah, it's true. Cletus beating him up.
And we've got some really good matchups today. But Andy, as we move on,
mm-hmm.
The matchups are just going to get tougher.
It's going to get harder and harder, and the episodes might get shorter.
Well, yeah. I mean,
yeah.
We've already kind of explained it. It's just going to be kind of neat to describe how someone will beat the other person.
True. That's true.
That's usually what brackets usually do.
Usually. So this is
usually.
For those of you maybe just joining us, this is Slash U.
Slash U.
We're a podcast. We do funny, cheesy, campy, sometimes forgotten slasher movies. From all time periods.
From then to now. From then till now.
And it's a blast. But the last few episodes have been a slasher madness, bracket style tournament. Except for last week, we did the live podcast fundraiser for Murder Cabin. Nick's movie. I'm Andy. That's Nick.
Yes.
And he's making a movie. I'm helping him with it by starring in it. And we did a fundraiser for it. So the audio wasn't like A number one quality, but that's what happens. It's a live venue,
Could you hear reactions from the crowd?
Yeah, you could.
As people,
I cleaned it up as best I could, but you can't have every single person on a microphone directly into our mixer. We can't hear.
We have a great cast. Yeah. I really...
Was the fundraiser, would you classify it as a success?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I felt like it was...
People donated more than they needed to, but also nice. Having, on a school night, having 30 to 40 people show up.
Yeah.
Was really special.
Yeah.
Seeing Chloe, who is your daughter in the film,
yeah.
Shelly, she plays Shelly, having some of her high school friends come out.
I noticed that. Yeah,
they
that was
very
cool.
Polite, very cool, very eager to talk about the movie.
Yep.
I feel like I have been, slash you is my baby.
Yeah.
It is, I hold it close to the nipple so I can feed it through my areola. but I feel like I've been neglecting.
Oh, no. You have a bigger baby to feed.
I got Murder Cabin is the big baby that is just needy. Daddy! So Slash U is cool. Slash U is hey, I'm just going to hang out over here, Dad. Murder Cabin is Dad!
Slash
I
U's,
want more nachos!
Slash U is your firstborn.
Yeah.
Kind of self-sufficient at this point. Murder Cabin's
I still need my diapers changed!
Yeah.
Give me nachos!
Yeah.
Shut up, Murder Cabin. Go to your broom.
So just so we're all on the same page.
Kickstarter's still going on.
Kickstarter's still going, yes.
I know people are getting sick of it, but I do have an interview. By the time this lands, we will also be, I will have an interview in Macabre Daily, my boys and girls at Macabre.
Yeah.
They are interviewing me about the movie, so hopefully that'll generate some interest as well.
Well, there you
We're so go. Close, man. We're $900 away from our goal.
Well,
because if we don't get it, Kickstarter, you don't get anything. Kickstarter is fuck you.
It's an all or nothing.
Yeah.
Does everybody get their money back?
Yep.
Well, that's good. But hopefully they don't have to get it back. We're going to get that goal. You know, make this movie, and it's going to be a blast.
I think people could be nefarious on Kickstarter before we move on.
Oh, I'm sure.
What if you're person in high school that, pulled up your pants and, made you smell weird things. Had a Kickstarter going on, and you wanted to take revenge on them. You donate they're not making their goal, so you donate $500, and right before,
uh-huh.
And you help them make their goal, and right before their fundraiser ends, you take your money back.
Oh,
and then they don't make the goal, and they cry.
Get nothing.
Yeah,
pull the rug out from
making you
under
smell
them.
Like weird stuff, like blue cheese.
Wow.
And spam.
That would be terrible.
But that's why I think that's why I wish Kickstarter would do something where they would say, yo. You have 5 days to pull out. And then if it gets 5 days close, it's if you donate, since it's 5 days away, you can't pull out.
Right.
Make sure you want to donate it.
I understand.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
I just, it's Because we did. We got a from who actually I did find out through Greg at Stabby Stabby, a mutual listener. Mr. Callahan, Mr. Callahan donated 1,000.
Shout out.
Shout out, nice. Big. But I was like, but before I even knew it was, I was like, what if they pulled it, you know?
Right, right.
Holy shit.
Well, they did.
This has been, the stress is starting to hit. I was telling you earlier before we hit record, like I can feel, so I'm glad we're going to a hockey game tonight, yep. Have a few.
Yep.
NA relax. Beers, relax.
Yep. Watch the Admirals.
They've made the playoffs. They're the number one. You're going to see some players that usually don't play probably to see how they do. Well, anyway,
follow murder_cabin_
D's nuts.
Is that what it is? Mm-hmm. murder_cabin_movie.
Yeah.
On Instagram. You can follow us as well, /you_podcast on the Instagram. Email us /you_podcast@gmail.com. Or check out the website /youpodcast.com. And on the website is this bracket tournament.
Yes.
Still, I need to update the bracket. But the whole 16 teams is there. And today, Nick, we are tackling the last two matchups in the first round. What we're starting with right now.
Yeah, we're finishing
and
up.
And then we're going to have another one where we do the other one. And then we'll do the Elite Eight.
Like, yeah. We'll be able to kind of talk.
Elite Eight Final Four champion.
Yeah. And the way it's matching up, it's going to be tough.
It's gonna be really tough.
I don't know. Like, this is the first round sounded easy for me, but this is a cool one we're gonna do. First, we're gonna talk about from the movie Urban Legend, 1998. Brenda, she was our Noxzema girl killer.
Yeah, right. Played by
Rebecca Gayhart.
Rebecca Gayhart.
And then we have
Noxzema girl,
maniac cop Matt Cordell
from Maniac Cop 1988.
Matt Brenda.
Matt versus Brenda. Maniac Cop was episode 32 of Slash U.
Recorded
way back in season 2.
April 20. Oh my God, dude.
Yeah.
It was recorded almost 3 years ago today. 4/22.
That's when we released it?
That's when we recorded it. 4/22/21.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Almost to the day. That's bonkers.
Yeah.
And then Urban Legend we just did pretty recently. That was episode 138.
March 16th.
Just a few. Like a month ago.
1998 going against 1988.
Ooh, some good symmetry here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man. Like the research I'm doing really is starting to pay off.
All the symmetry with the dates and the episode and this man versus woman, a giant man versus petite woman.
Yeah, Matt Brenda.
Both crazy psychos.
It sounds like some Matt Brenda, we're Matt registered at Target.
It's like a Dharma and Greg.
Yeah, find us on thenot.com. Oh, Matt.
Matt and Brenda. So I went back and listened to both of our episodes, even Urban Legend, even though that was a month ago. I listened to it again.
Yeah.
I went back and listened to Maniac Cop. It was very funny, actually, considering it was 3 years ago now. And I was like, man, we were funny in that episode. Even back then, we didn't have.
Back are we still then, funny?
We didn't have
Dick Kill shot of the week.
Dick Kill. Like we didn't have the sounds.
I look back at my notes, Andy, and I didn't have like this movie's like if Andy snorted cocaine one night. Like
we didn't do that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I just
back then we did like and that is my and then we both went Dick Kill shot of the week.
Yeah.
We just did like bros, you know, like meh, and then I made the
Dick Kill
shot of the week. I made the
Times have changed, but we were still really good back then. So who do you want to talk about first of these two?
I like to go ahead and get into when the 90s came to life, when Sugar Ray and The Grind on MTV, sorry, Eric Neese, were fucking kicking our ass.
The 90s came to life in 98? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, I mean, it was just seriously, like, everybody had blonde tips. Everybody talked about snowboarding.
And they wore 8 jackets.
Yes. They did.
We repeated that a couple of times in the episode.
And
Pacey, Joshua Jackson, wears like 6 jackets.
This is before Jared Leto got all Jared-y, like 30 Seconds to Mars-y, before he began like, I'm Jared Leto from 30 Seconds to Mars.
Yep.
Women worship my taint.
We talked about how he looked like
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
He did.
We're like, is he Zac Efron's dad? You know, like, would he be?
Yeah, I mean, seriously.
In 98.
Like, if you look, it is amazing to me how much Jared Leto looks like Zac Efron in the movie Urban Legend. This is before cell phones, I think beepers. and, you know, just kind of coming on. So I think the movie, if it was a remake today, probably would be a little different because of cell phones. But
there's a whole new set of urban legends you could probably use now.
I watched Urban Legend too. We didn't. You mentioned that. Yeah, we won't be talking
about
that.
It's not good. No. Oh,
God, the Urban Legend, they were stretching. They were stretching for Urban Legends.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, why didn't they bring up the Urban Legend of Marilyn Manson, you know, cutting his ribs so he can suck his own dick?
or Richard Gere with the gerbil. The gerbil, up his butt. That was always a. I'm glad you sniffed. That was so. That was always a fun one when we were kids, and still today, to this day.
So. I always thought the Marilyn Manson one was he played Kevin Savage's, Fred Savage's friend on The Wonder Years,
right?
And he cut his own rib out so he could suck his own dick.
What about, is it Rod Stewart had to get his stomach pumped?
Yeah, because of all the spooge.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That was another one.
God.
Why were all of our urban legends as kids like sick? Disgusting sexual shit.
Gerbils going up butts right. And stomachs full of spooge.
Whereas in the movie, it was like Pop Rocks and Pepsi.
Well, that was there too, but that was like the mild stuff. That was like just so easy.
Urban Legend X, where they tackle.
Did you hear the one about fucking Betty White?
No.
She took four dicks up her ass at the same time back in 1954.
Shut up.
I swear to God. No, I read about it on Reddit.
I'm not feeding into that. Betty White is a treasure. God rest her soul. Don't taint the name of Betty White with that kind of talk.
I would not. But what I'm saying is,
she is a literal golden girl.
You're right. But you're also right about how urban legends, because of social media, just can take on.
Oh, it's crazy.
Misinformation is spread all the time.
We said in the episode that a lie can make it around the world before the truth gets its shoes on, or whatever.
Ooh,
whatever I said.
I want to fucking tattoo that on my fucking
butt. I mean, it's true. Like, it's so true. So just check your sources. Be skeptical.
Urban legend. Yeah. Andy, this movie is like if Scream was remade to talk about urban legends.
That's true. That's exactly what it's like.
This is just like it. I'm going to go ahead and get into Brenda.
Yes. What's her deal as the killer in this movie?
Or
what did you want to say about her?
You bring up some good points, but I want to go ahead and say she is crafty.
Uh-huh.
She's smart. She's crafty. She gets around. she's resourceful.
Uh-huh.
And just because of her, what she identifies as, probably as female, she, her.
I think so, yeah.
I would say that does not keep her out of the mix.
She brings diversity to this bracket, that's
she
for sure.
She does. Thank you. Queen?
I'd have to go back across our whole history. We have had a small handful of female slashers of all the movies we've ever watched. And Brenda is a standout, of course, for making this tournament. And if we do this again next year, I'm sure there'll be other lady killers, literal lady killers.
Lady killer. That's my middle name.
But she...
I thought it was Andrew.
But she... she. You're correct. She really brings it as like a petite female... complete psychopath.
And she's driven by...
revenge.
Yes! Your point. A lot of great points, yes.
The revenge killings in this bracket tournament have really won out in most cases. There was one where it didn't. I think that was John Carver versus Chrome Skull, where... because John Carver was also driven by revenge, but Chrome Skull wiped the floor with him.
Yeah, Chrome Skull. There's, I mean, sorry, McDreamy.
Giant behemoth monster.
Yeah. Sorry, McDreamy. You're going to fucking... you got to go back to Gray's.
Yeah,
get your punk ass back to Grays
before you get shown your own anatomy. I mean, torn limb from limb. But Brenda, in the movie, the love of her life boyfriend was killed in a tragic car accident when
Michelle Mancini, who was our first victim, was
doing the old flash your headlights thing.
Yeah,
right?
With our ginger final girl.
Natalie,
good. Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That was rad.
And so I just listened to this yesterday. So.
Michelle and Natalie were hanging out driving, doing that urban legend where you flash your lights.
Well, they had their lights off.
Yes.
And then this boyfriend flashed his lights like, hey, turn on your
lights. That's what you do.
Good Samaritan. They passed, and then Natalie and Michelle did a U-turn and followed the guy and ended up running him off the road, and he died.
We talked about that. You remember? That was one urban legend where I was kind of like, because it was like in high school when that came out, and it did I remember going, I know a lot of people that wouldn't do it. They wouldn't flash their lights on because it right. did kind of make, it even made the news. An yeah. urban legend that makes the news.
So the legend was that the car with the lights off is some sort of gang initiation. And then if you flash your lights at them to signal them to turn on their lights,
yes.
they turn around and harass you there and you hassle go. You and ride your ass and all that sort of thing and run you off the road.
So they were doing it as a LARF.
Yeah.
Like, as a like, hey, let's go. And so yeah. Michelle Mancini's driving.
Yeah. Driving Natalie's car.
Yes.
They drove this dude off the road. He died. They didn't get in any major trouble for it.
I thought it would have been a better play if that Brenda would have been like, that was my fucking brother. But
right.
Because it's weird to have in 1998, even then, you know, to say, like, that was my high school boyfriend. We're going to get right. married.
Well, they said.
Like, that was, like, in the 50s, sure. But, sure. I mean, even in 98, I was like, really? Why do you want to play the...
Yeah, if it had been a brother, that would be a little more believable, I guess.
Or but... even a dad.
Sure. Oh, it's my father. You fucking killed my dad.
Yeah, because, I mean...
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah.
But so Brenda is driven by that revenge. She's out to get Natalie and the rest of her friends.
She had
for that reason.
Yeah, she's fucking. She's a demon. She microwaves a fucking dog.
That is true. And I guess in this tournament, that probably gets her some points, right? She has like zero compassion. She's willing to microwave a dog.
Microwave, not like shoot or stab. Like no. I mean, oh
that's
god,
that's not a quick death.
I wonder what it would be like to get microwaved.
I'm sure it wouldn't be great. Think about a tanning booth, a tanning bed that malfunctions.
We saw that happen a few times.
Killer workout.
But didn't we see it also in Death Spa?
Yeah, I think we did. It's just, that's got to be a little bit what it's like, right? Oh, that'd be horrible. So Brenda can microwave a dog. She had a little bit of all these elaborate, you know, setups, like hidden the back seat of Michelle Mancini's car.
Yes.
That was the first kill of the movie.
There's so, but these.
A little bit was left up to chance.
Yes, a lot was left up.
Had to go right for her, right.
Yeah, I mean, you know, especially like the guy who was like in the gas station, the gas station attendant.
Yeah.
Can you step out? I got to talk to you about your card.
Right, but he was stuttering.
Yeah, but I mean, he could, in a way, like have it written down if he knew, like, you know, like.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a movie, so
it had to work in her favor, though, that he had a stutter. If he didn't have a stutter, her plan falls apart.
Yes.
He's easily able to say, there's someone in the backseat here.
And also, he had to see her.
Right.
Like, what if he didn't see her? What if he's like, oh, fuck it, fill it up yourself, bitch. Right. I'm here watching fucking, you know, Masked Singer. Yeah. You go ahead
I'm
and fill
it. I'm watching The Masked Singer.
You go ahead and fill up the damn car.
No, 1998, I'm watching Dawson's Creek. Yeah. Oh, man, there's a car horn going off outside.
Sorry, that was technical difficulties here at the Slash U campus. Is that real? That's not a horn?
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
He's laying on the horn out there.
So that was interesting.
Yeah,
there was a dog.
Dog in the front seat of the car honking the horn.
If you probably heard, will hear us, we'll probably cut some of that out. But we were like, whoa.
It was a pretty intense horn honk. I was like, holy shit.
That dog.
But it's a dog that was in the front seat.
That dog was horny. That was horrible dad joke. Thank you. So back
what
to...
What were we saying?
Brenda was a conniving killer, set on revenge, and...
We were saying she had a lot that had to go right for her.
The music of Sugar Ray inspired her. The music... What's her mother? Hootie and the Blowfish? I don't know.
Late 90s?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Groove is in the heart.
Yeah. What's the one? Goo Goo Dolls? Fucking...
Yeah. She was listening to a lot of Goo Goo Dolls.
Matchbox 20.
She was listening to a lot of Matchbox 20 and went crazy. But then she
the Blowfish.
She goes up against Matt Cordell, who is a former New York City police officer, sentenced to prison for his excessive police brutality, Andy.
Right.
He suffered heavy abuse while he was in jail.
Right.
From the people that he arrested. And was left heavily scarred and brain damaged from their attacks. Brain damage, I'm not too sure about. I don't think you could have any damage to your brain, if you went on the killing spree he did.
Well, he doesn't talk as the maniac cop. You know, he's kind of...
He doesn't talk like this.
Maybe he does. But he looks like a little, like he's zombified almost.
Yes.
You know? Like he's got some heavy facial trauma, but he's a massive dude. And we talked about that in our episode. Like I said, episode 32, right? All the way back in season 2 of Slash U.
Yes.
We exaggerated his strength a lot. we discussed it. We're like, this guy makes Jason Voorhees look like a dwarf, you know? Like, we said stuff like that. Like, he was massive.
He was a big guy.
He's a massive guy.
And even though filmed in the 80s, still kind of relevant to the time that we have now because, you know, police brutality, kind of going, excessive force.
Oh, let me bring that up to you, my friend. Yeah. When we...
Oh, no.
Recorded and released this episode.
21, I know exactly what was going on.
It was during the height of the George Floyd stuff. Yeah.
So didn't we talk about not doing it?
We talked about how we didn't pick it based upon the current events of the time. You know, we just randomly said we're going to do Maniac Cop, and then we're like, oh, shit, this lines up with what's going on in the real world.
I remember you picked it.
Oh, so you blame this on me?
No. I'm just saying, I remember you picked it and going, hey, Nick, it's not really a slap. Yeah. It's not what we're used to. And I'm like, well, you know what? I mean, it
was close enough.
It was. It was a good blend of detective dragnet, like kind of shit, exploitation with that music.
And Matt Cordell acted like an actual police officer at a couple points in the movie.
Yeah.
And he pulled somebody over. He made him get out of the car and he fucking killed him. I mean... So he did have his brains. He wasn't nuts.
29 kills compared to Brenda's 10.
All right. So we have immense strength. major kill count. But Brenda's wily, conniving. I think they could both blend in to a certain extent.
You would think though, your favor would go towards Maniac Cop, but I'm going to go ahead and say right now, as one of the professors here at Slash U, and somewhat of a cinephile, like if you looked me up, like on the Dollar General website.
Can we do that?
Under cinephiles.
Okay.
My name might come up.
There's your picture.
Yeah. 99 Cent, Nick Bankhead, cinephile.
I already voted online for Matt Cordell. I said the Maniac Cop would be.
I voted Brenda.
Just because he's a massive man and he would be able to just shake off whatever she throws at him.
He's like relentless antagonist.
Yep.
You know, enhanced strength, durability, high pain tolerance.
Very high pain tolerance.
Brenda is resourceful, clever.
Yep.
She doesn't possess any supernatural abilities like or combat training, I guess, that a cop would get like Matt Cordell.
She was just good at getting the drop on people.
I think if she could exploit his weakness, though.
Which is? What?
Like, his weakness.
Kryptonite. No. Puppies.
Puppies. Yeah.
She just holds up a puppy.
He has a dog.
And he's like,
she's got his dog. I'm going to put your dog in the microwave, Matt Cordell.
It's a police dog.
No, please don't.
Yeah. Canine police dog.
No, his because he's kind of probably has some, you know, he's probably not all there.
Exactly.
Just because he's got strength. Sometimes brains beat bronze.
That's true. I've heard that.
You've heard of that paper towel brawny man?
I have.
He looks good looking.
Yeah, he has no brains whatsoever.
Exactly. Yeah. Just like Matt Cordell. So anyway, Andy, that's why I'm saying she would exploit the weakness of Maniac Cop being his intelligence.
Yeah. We've collected votes on this already?
Yes.
Are we announcing a winner today? Like, what do you think? Because I voted, you voted.
Yeah, but
the people have spoken.
The students have spoken. 3-2.
Oh, really?
It's really not much.
It's a lot of votes.
Brenda wins.
Fuck that bitch.
Whoa. On behalf of Slash U, I want to say that we do not all believe in calling people that identify as females that word.
Okay. Okay. I'm so sorry.
Come on, man.
I'm going to apologize to the psychopathic killer. Yeah. Who's a fictional character. No, I just think that, that... I don't know, the brawn would win on this one. That's why I voted
I think she would outsmart the fuck out of him and kill him. So.
All right, fine.
I
can't argue with the people.
I hear what you're saying,
though.
I'm
voted.
Not going to sit there and say, like, hey.
Yeah.
You know, but can I just go ahead and be honest with you?
Does Maniac Cop get any bonus points for having Bruce Campbell in his movie? No. Probably not. Oh, well.
But I have a feeling that, the matchup between Brenda and Chrome Skulls.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean, we'll leave that.
Because she moves on and she's going to face off against Chrome Skull.
Yes.
Oh, we're going to have the exact same scenario that we just got done debating. A giant brute strength versus her.
Yeah, okay. But, come on, brother. You know what I'm saying. Chrome Skull was smart, too, though. Chrome Skull was smart.
And he had a crew behind him.
Yeah.
Well, we're not here to debate that one right now.
Yeah, we're not here to debate that one right now. But
so Brenda moves on.
Brenda moves on.
Fair enough.
I don't think there's really anything to debate more.
That's fine. Yeah. I mean, the votes are in.
The that's votes
what
are
you,
in.
Yeah, that's what you get. Thank and you for voting. Thanks to everybody who voted. I appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. And we're going to keep it going, especially like the Elite Eight. Can you imagine the Final Four?
I can, and I don't want to think about the intense discussions we're going
to
have.
It's sad to see like some of these are starting to match up. We have Horny the Clown go against Belial, Chrome Skull and Brenda.
Yep.
And we still have to talk about, on our next episode, we'll be talking about Pitchfork from Hayride and Buddy Bacon from Slaughterhouse. But then we also have Cletus the Fetish Mummy going against the Beast.
Ooh.
Don't want to debate that one either, but no, all I got to say is, Andy, wink, wink. Motherfucker, wink, wink. That's all I got to say about that, Andy.
Who's Victor Crowley going against?
That's what
we're winner?
The winner of
Pitchfork and Buddy Bacon? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, stay tuned. That's going to be next. Pitchfork v. Buddy Bacon. These will release on the same day, and I'll put them out, you know, one after the other.
Yeah, sure.
So
I like that.
Thank you all who voted. And Slasher Madness continues, right?
Woohoo!
Yeah. Well, until next time, class dismissed.
See you.